Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on?
No. Jimmy in there. Another week. Welcome in. Week full of moves, news, and a bunch of other good stuff. Caput. All good moves, by the way. Caput.
Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Yes, Caput.
Been a good week. I see the Eagles are getting rid of all of Chubble stuff over the Fortune Cookies franchise. Sanchez goes to the Denver Burritos out there with the horse face. The whole place blown up, and Brock goes down to the Houston H-Town, the home of the 51st. Your Eagles are kind of just gotten. It's kind of like if you divorce your wife, everything you remember her by, you get rid of in the house. So, did you bully shoves, clean the house.
Rip all the pictures down.
Yeah,
get rid of delete all the text that you did.
You just say you get rid of if she painted a certain a room, you rip it apart and say I don't want anything to do with this girl. So yeah, they're just getting rid of all Chubble stuff, and the idiots are starting over in the city of brotherly shoves. Sanchez, RG3 should either go. Well, she should have went to Denver Broncos, but K-Man should have went there. But I'd say RG3 should back up Teddy here in Minnesota, because I don't think he'd do very well. That'd be a great backup, because then when the madness comes to 52 here in Minnesota, if the people stay with his ugly, he can win here in Minnesota. RG3 should back up Teddy here, but RG3 has got to learn to count to five. So
yeah,
progress.
That sounds like a good idea. He could get some reps. Teddy's not very injury-prone.
Push Teddy, but the Jets would be interesting for the guy, but it's a carousel. But now Horseface is at the beggar's table, the Denver Broncos, now that the sheriff turned in his badge, went down the road, and Osweiler said, see you later. I want to hold my own trophy on my own stage and say, I want to go to Disney World. So, I don't know, he's going to be fun. It'd be fun to watch the AFC South there with Tarzan out there and Lucky in Love and the Food Stealer and everything else. So, I don't know. My Dallas Cowboys have done nothing. You guys have gutted. We've done nothing, my Dallas Cowgirls. So, my Blackhawks are going.
Stood pat.
Yeah, I know. Jerry has no idea how to be a general manager any more than I know how to be in real radio. So it is what it is. My Blackhawks lost last night, but we're going to go to the Lord Stanley. How are the Fakers doing? You guys going to have a chance at Lord Stanley? Are you going to be one of the snowmen out there in the East?
Fakers had a big win last night, and the playoff chase continues.
I see your pumpkin ball player is out for the season. Your pumpkin ball, the 76ers, the guy got the gun pointed at him. He's done for the season. The sisters.
Yes, he is done. The great.
How about your phonies? How about the phonies? How about the phonies out there? Are they still crying up there when they fire people or not? Are they going to finally move on to something more substantial out there and feeble old men?
Well, they're looking good. They've won a couple games in a row, and I like what I'm seeing.
All right, just like the Twinkies.
Really
I got to go, Jamie. We'll see you
all
in the cellar with the Twinkies.
Kappa.
Be good.
Well,
ciao.
We'll see you later. Bye. Go. That's it for him. It's good.
I never want to hit hang up on him because he'll do it himself.
Why?
I completely forgot that we were going to do Eagles recap, and I'm sitting here thinking. I keep thinking. I'm got NCAA so much on the brain. I forgot what
you should, because NCAA, I see that. That's only
huge week in Eagles.
That's the only thing to talk about. Here's another huge person, Pog, is on the air.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Exciting time, exciting week, huh?
So, what exciting week?
I'll tell you what. I have been one of Howie Roseman's biggest critics. However, the work that he did this week to get rid of three of these stiffs or four of these stiffs was nothing short of
magic. Yes,
really
he's done a perfect job. He deserves all the praise in the world for what he did. He fleeced everyone.
Mean, for them to unload Maxwell, Maxwell and Murray's contracts, I mean, that's just, I was.
That's 13, masterful.
It really isn't. From 13 to 8 at this point, like, you suddenly have a lot more options in the first round. It sounds like they're going to stay at 8, which I'm fine with. But if you wanted to trade down from there, you could get a nice haul for the 8th pick.
Yeah, you could get another great haul if you wanted to trade down, which they don't want to do. But if they did, they could get some good stuff in return. Yes, Howie definitely deserves a crap ton of credit for what he's done this week.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing though. So we'll see about that. But I'm suddenly a lot more optimistic about the upcoming
yes,
year.
Yes, I think you should be, and you've a lot more options. Like you said, you didn't have many options in 13. Now the whole game has changed.
I agree. So March Madness, big day for Philadelphia yesterday. You had Nova winning. You had St. Joe's winning. You had Temple won. So,
yeah, so it's a big day again today.
Yeah, I feel like St. Joe's, that's a good win for St. Joe's. They were probably, if St. Joe's would have got blown out yesterday, then I guess they would probably not.
Looked like they were going to do for a little bit, get blown out in the first half.
Yeah, I was.
GW did have a commanding lead.
Yeah, I was following online, but they withstood. Well, I guess, you know, it's GW shot so good in the first half, they just couldn't keep that up. So.
Yeah, they cooled down, and I think heated up. So that's all it takes. And now we have 3 of the 6, 3 of the big 5 in the semifinals. The finals, and it's going to be a huge day. And
yeah.
It's all
yep, I agree,
spaced
man.
Out great that you can watch on.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it. Should be exciting. Hopefully, ending the Flyers now. The little playoff push, you know?
Yeah,
so
Flyers. Get on. Yes, it's happening. The playoff push. We're right there in the thick of it.
All right, buddy. I got to go a little early here. My brother's screaming. I will talk to you shortly, man. I'll see you soon, all right?
If I can't.
I'll see you very shortly, all right? What? I need to do that. Can we just take him off? Oh, who we got? Oh, Chris is up. Welcome. Hello?
Who's, am I on, JC?
You're on.
JC,
yes.
You're getting a phone call from the great state of Vermont.
Yes.
I'm sitting out next to a raging river right now.
Yes, you are.
So what are you more excited about, all those Eagles moves or the March Madness about to start giving you something to watch and get into?
Well, I think you got to get on with the March Madness. It's going to be a fun time. But, yeah, there's a... There's a lot going on right now. All this great Eagles move. Look at that river sound. A lot to talk about.
It's funny, the Eagles moves, nothing good's happening. We're just getting rid of all the garbage and everyone's getting excited. Like, there's not a good player coming back in. We're just cleaning
out.
Yeah, that's what it's coming to now.
We're not getting anything in return to get excited about. We're just cleaning out all the crap, and it's become such a big thing to get rid of all this, like, pile of trash that's here, and we're just
because that's how pathetic we are.
Yes, we're trash.
We're that bad of an organization right now that we just won. We're getting excited over that. It's awful.
We just awful.
How about Nova? You jacked on that? You think they could do this? Think they can go in as a one seed in the dance?
I'm ready to go. I think they could go in at one seed, and it all depends on matchup. I just hope they shoot the whole tournament, and you'll be fine. Just keep on doing what you're doing now. Don't get caught, please. It's gonna ruin my life if you get cold.
Stay hot, and keep shooting. That's your thing. Just keep firing.
Stay
fall.
Put it up, baby. That's what I say. Keep it. Can't get cold.
All right, last. How many brackets are you gonna fill out this year?
I'll probably use somewhere 4 or 5.
4 or 5. You get one in Herons?
Is Heron doing it? Yes, I'm doing one in Heron.
Heron's been doing it for longer than you were alive.
No. Well, I'm alive forever, so that doesn't matter. But yes, I'll do one in Heron, so I think 4 or 5 is the perfect amount. You keep track of them all. It's not too much, so that's what I go with. Fine. Enjoy Vermont. I see you in the river crashing down.
All right, hold on. One more shout-out. Anybody else up here in Vermont listening, we got Gregapalooza tonight starting at 8. It was formerly the Rage by the River, but now it's Gregapalooza. So swing by, all right, 106 Island Drive, all right?
106 Island Drive in Vermont. Or the Vermonters.
Gregapalooza.
8 o'clock, it's going to be a wonderful time. They do it right, and we're going to have it. It's going to be a long night of just greatness, okay?
All right, sounds good,
buddy.
Right. I'll talk to you later.
Get away. Bye. Listen, I want you to talk up for a minute, because I've been hearing you this because you don't understand how he's doing. You're like, he's the Macho Man, NFL leader rusher. You get a full time.
Hey, someone else was saying it too. I heard you listening too. Like the fact that you're getting rid of. Someone was just saying, I don't want to try and think of who it was, but on the radio, saying the same thing. It seems kind of crazy. The NFL leading rusher 2 years ago, get all you do is get bounced off a couple of draft picks.
Listen, man. How he fleeced him. He did a great job.
Whatever. I mean, granted, I don't think he's good at all, but watch him come back and have a good year. I think he does something.
How
he can't make cuts at all, and he's slow attack.
Can you, like, say you're
okay. You can get any running backs. You don't need to pay for anybody because you can get a rookie coming out, and they'll be great. These young kids who are seniors or whatever, juniors and college, they'll come in, they'll dominate right away, first year. Every year.
Yeah.
You don't even need to waste a first round. You can get someone like the third or fourth round.
No, well.
Who can significantly contribute.
The thing about first round is that they have a lot higher rate of panning out.
Because if you think about it, there's like, what, 108 schools?
It's like 100.
Stud running back.
No.
The top
wrong.
20 are going to have.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, they have a starting running back.
They're not a stud, though. You just call him a stud. We look up Chestnut College Baseball.
I'm confused. What conference is Temple in again? I'm totally confused.
AAC.
AAC. I kept doing like A's. I'm like, is Atlantic? I kept spelling ACC. Or AAC 2016. I mean, are they in now or no?
They should be.
Does Lenardi still have them on the bubble? Like, no, I haven't been paying attention.
I think they're in, but unless they get, like, blown out today.
If they get blown out, they're out?
Maybe.
Come on, I don't want seats. I want the results.
There we go. AC basketball tournament. Men's basketball.
This?
No. Oh. Yes.
This is just like a schedule. Yeah, show me the bracket. All right, here we go. So tonight at today it's 3. All right, Temple versus UConn. Is that going to be a tough game?
Yes.
I'm sick of UConn haunting us. I'd like to take it to them. Oh, man, all the big seeds are out, man. Two's gone. Three's gone. Four's gone. The highest seed is number one Temple. Then you got down to five UConn, six Memphis, ten Tulane. So I almost feel like they have to win this.
No way.
Championship game.
Well,
to get in the tournament. You think they're solidified? Especially as the one seed.
Win one more and he'll be solidified.
One more.
No.
This is big.
I kind of think they already are.
Is Lenardi saying that?
I don't know what Lenardi said.
I'm sure it's like one of the headlines. But by the way, do you want to give our Warriors watch? No.
Can we do a couple streets for the cash? Bubble watch.
There we go. That's just on that. Michigan still has work to do. They're not in there, huh? Just with that?
Yes.
Good. I'd like to see. You need people like that to be out.
Can you get it? They have a projected bracket. Search for that. Projected NCAA tournament bracket. They have that.
UConn infield for now after four overtimes. So now they just got in with that?
Yeah, they had that. Projected.
You know what? They got to come down after that game.
Projected bracket. Look it up. No, just search it. It's not visible, but.
All right. There's so many topics that are relevant right now in sports. I feel like it's kind of hard to keep up with everything. Projected. Because NFL is like on fire.
Yeah.
The NBA is getting super duper.
It's nothing going on there.
No,
but
it is because of the Warriors,
man. It's something to do. That one team at 32.
Oh, my God. Charlie is not happy with something over there. He saw a squirrel. All right. Let's see. So anyway, that's forever ago, man.
Go to the bottom.
Days ago.
That's what.
Doesn't seem very. 3 days ago doesn't seem.
That's what we want. Keep it there.
What was it? New team to back. Most would say Wisconsin. Get screwed in this back of the Nakatagi. Don't just click something. All right, we're going there. Let me see if there's something on the hold. Joe Lenardi.
Could be the off.
He's got.
Which?
Look, he's got ups and downs. Previous bracket updated March 12th. Oh, this is good. This is today. All right, you got, what do you want to, oh, St. Joe's the 9 seed against Wichita State. And
that'd be both tough games.
That would suck. Let's see any other Philly schools in here. Let's see. No, that's the Midwest. That's one school, okay? The West, we got.
Number
one is UNC all the way out in the West. Temple gets in as a 10 seed out in the West. Like they always like to do to Temple, shove them out West.
That's Brooklyn,
forever,
man.
Against
Brooklyn.
7 Seton Hall.
That's tough.
Who just, they're in the Big East, right? Okay,
yeah.
So they're in. And one Villanova in the West. I thought they were going to be in the East.
That is East. East. E-A-S-T. Learn how to read.
Okay. All right, so I just read the. Okay, so the Midwest was St. Joe's at number 9. Then in the East, you got one Nova in the East against either Holy Cross or Hampton. Oh, the winner of those two. And then you got Temple also in the East. Oh, my God, how great would that be? Against, you know, how great if we get to go to those games and see both of those schools, or at least one of them. If we get to see Villanova play to get into the Final Four, that'll be one of the all-time games.
One game at a time. Who gets in the whole bracket?
What do you want to know? The one?
The
one,
whole bit. All of it.
All right, well, he's got the Midwest. Number one, Kansas versus the winner of Fairleigh Dickinson, who I used to play against in football, and Austin Peay. Then Wichita State versus St. Joe's, 8-9. The 5-12 game is Arizona-Akron.
Ooh.
The 4-13, he's got Duke as a 4 seed. I thought Duke was possibly not going to make it a 4 seed.
Well, let's turn it on.
Duke and Stephen F. Austin, 13 seed. Then you got Texas at 16, San Diego State 11.
Tough game. That could be a possible upset if that happens to pick.
Then you got Kentucky, Iona. What's the Green Army? The trending upward?
Yeah.
That's a 3-14 game. Then you got two teams trending downward to 7-10, Wisconsin and Cincinnati.
Dude, that has mean nothing, though, either.
That means something. I don't know where my key is. Move down, moved up, okay? Then you got the 2-15 game is Oregon, Weber State, okay?
Yeah.
Then we go to the West. That was the Midwest. West has got 1 North Carolina and 16 Florida Gulf Coast, okay? 8-9 games, Butler, USC.
Ooh, tough.
5-12 game, Iowa State, Arkansas, Little Rock. 4-12 game, Texas A&M, Northern Iowa.
4-13,
yeah. 6-11 game, Baylor, Gonzaga. Gonzaga, low seed for them.
Yeah, they barely got in. They won the tournament, yeah.
Was it like the 12th year in a row or something?
17.
In a row?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's got to be the longest on record.
I think maybe Duke.
No. I think there was a year when they got out. 3-14 is Utah versus Hawaii. Wow, that'd be awesome.
Well,
go Hawaii. I don't ever see them in here. 7-10, Notre Dame, St. Bonnie's.
Tough.
And 2-15, Michigan State is a 2-seed versus Green Bay.
Green Bay is tough. They just rattle off 3 in a row to get in here.
Green Bay. In the South, number 1, Virginia. It's been a while since we've seen Virginia as a 1-seed. 16, Texas Southern. 8-9 game is Providence versus VCU. That should be a fun one. 5-12 game, California versus South Dakota State. 4-13 games, Indiana, Chattanooga. They're near each other. Chattanooga is Texas. Number 6, Iowa versus 11. You got the winner of the Pittsburgh game, Vanderbilt. Okay. Then you got number 3, Xavier's a 3-seed. Getting some love right there. Actually, they were just the number 5 seed in the whole rank 5, and they're going to be all the way down to 3.
I think that's completely fair.
Against Middle Tennessee at 14. Then you got 7-10, you got Colorado, South Carolina, and then 2-15 is Oklahoma.
Can we look up some stuff? Chestnut Hill College baseball players.
Oh, man, we got people online here.
2757. Who's that?
Hey, Jamie, what's going on?
Hi.
That caller that just called from Vermont, did he say 106 Highland Avenue or Island Avenue?
I know what he said. I think he said Island Road, didn't he?
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right. There's an update. There we go. We just want some Vermont updates, aren't you? Tom, we'll finish this out here in this quick moving show. Hello.
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
What's up, sir?
I went to that Villanova game last night. They looked pretty good. What do you think happens today? Do you think they get the championship in the second year in a row?
Well, yes, I think they do. They just got to shoot because Tino can play defense there. They're stingy teams that just keep hot. They're going to be fine, I think.
And what scares you about Seton Hall? They look pretty good last night. The Xavier, I was sitting next to a Xavier fan, and they never had a chance.
If you notice, it's Ceci Rodriguez and Isaiah Whitehead. If those two get going, it'll be post-landing, I think.
Yeah, Whitehead, he seems to be a better player than Chris Dunn. Didn't look too impressive last night, but it might have just been
Yeah,
Nova
Chris
defense.
Dunn kind of had a rough game, so for you who haven't seen him, it's kind of a rough first way. But Whitehead, I'm telling you, that Whitehead kid, he just goes to the basket and he doesn't care. He's just reckless and he's a great player.
Did you catch the UConn-Cincinnati quadruple overtime? Carter and I happened to catch that.
Oh, yes. That's one of the games of the year that's not so back and forth, so many lead changes. It was just great all the way through.
Well, I'm hoping that makes them tired for today, so Kevin will get the tired UConn team to face off.
Yes, that's all we can hope for. Tie.
What happened? I didn't see who won the Saint Joe's GW game. I saw that was close, but I didn't see who won in the end.
Saint Joe's pulled it out, so they got a big semifinal matchup against Dayton today. Hot shooting Dayton, 1:30. Watch Barkley.
They're probably in even if they don't win that.
I would think unless they
had to win yesterday.
But I think they'll be in regardless if they win or lose by 40.
Switching over to the Eagles real quick, James. So we did a lot of stuff this week. I'm actually cautiously happy about most of it. What signing do you think you wouldn't have done, or you wish you could undo or do for less money, or one that you didn't like?
No, I would say all of them I would have done myself.
And do you think we do anything else? Are we done for the free agency period?
I think maybe one more small thing, but nothing else big.
And do we have our starting cornerback?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about
the
cornerback spot.
I'd like to bring Carroll.
I wouldn't mind bringing Nolan Carroll back. That would be my one more.
I wouldn't mind that either, but I don't know how realistic that is. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jamie. Well, go Wildcats, go Owls, and go Hawks today.
Yeah, 3 for 3. Let's go.
We're gonna head back down and take the family. We're gonna go see the Nova final. So I'm hoping it was worth spending the money to go see that game.
Hope it's a good one for you. I think it will be. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. This one does not mean that he doesn't want to talk again. Just Todd.
Where is he going again?
He wants to know what the Vermont address is. He's up.
Oh, he's right here. 20 cents. Oh.
Well, he just talked to you.
No, it's not 20 cents, 57. They're back on the air.
Oh, you're back, but you don't want to talk. So we're going to put you on reach.
Ask him if they want to talk.
No, they don't. They just talked. That's all they wanted.
What did Cousin Carl say? He's going back to
the He was at the Garden, so he's just going back to the Garden.
Are you serious? He went last night?
Yeah.
What games did he see?
Both.
Are you kidding me?
That's all you can do. You can't see one and one. You just can't. No, you can't.
You can leave. You can walk out. Were they going to handcuff you to your chair?
That one. This guy doesn't want to talk. This great 2753. He got all his info that he needed. See?
Who was it?
Chick.
Oh. All right, here's the last seed, the last bracket. So this is the
I want to look at NCAA Division II East Regional and show you who's playing.
NCAA Division
II East Regional. At Holy.
This is not going to be easy. Here, March 2nd, not even close. Seconds, that's it.
No, we have to look at it. Then. Bye.